Hello, Podlers. Coming up, Matt Dyson may not be here, but that cannot stop Talking Pet Friday.
Don't want to argue. I know one thing. You better leave me alone. Leave me alone. I don't want to argue with you every day. This is my house. Don't say it again.
Enjoy the show.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
As we're into December, our good friends with DIY Benefits Wix want to help you keep warm with great deals on coal, logs and kindling. Shop in-store or online right now at wix.co.uk. And to celebrate, I've got a chance for you to win a Wix gift card. It is worth £250 as we play Rappin' Miss Happening. So I'm Santa's number one helper. I think everybody knows that. Santa himself made that perfectly clear. For 2024, Berry is my guy. That's what the big fella said. And I've been organising presents for a range of celebrities this year. I've wrapped them all up and you know what? It's classic me. I've forgotten to put tags on them.
Oh,
there's no names on them. So I don't know whose present is whose. It's just, he's going to be livid when he finds out about this. So I've got one of the presents with me right now. Here it is. And I just thought, if I kind of described what I could see, maybe that would form some kind of clue. And if I did that a few times, maybe you'd be equipped with enough clues to guess which celebrity this present belongs to. That's what we're doing next.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
It is Friday morning. If you are just joining us here on The Breakfast Show, we're having a game of Rapping Miss Happening. It's your chance to win a Wix gift card worth £250. And joining us right now is Simon. Hello, Simon.
Hi, Dave. Hi, team.
Hello. Hi, Simon.
Welcome to the show. Simon loves the main station and he is ready to play. Okay, let me get this present up here, shall I? Here we go. Let's have a look. Okay. I don't know who it's for, but it's got to be some clues here. I'm just getting started. What's that sound? Oh, it feels like a Furby. You can talk to those, but will we talk? Doesn't feel expensive. I would say about £17. Something like 17, going under. There's no name, but there's an address. Looks like the Northeast. Aye. Better get this delivered. I want to make sure it gets there on time. Otherwise, he'll be upset. Can he chatter? But he'll look sad. I could send it first class, but I've got a much better method of delivery. I could use one of my hypersonic missiles. Put that to one side.
Yeah. Do you just want to say their name?
Simon, please, please put me and the nation out of their misery. Whose Christmas present is that?
It's Sam Fender's.
Yeah, it is. Well done. You've got yourself the Wix gift card worth £250. Listen, have a great Christmas when it comes around, Simon. We'll speak to you soon.
Thank you very much.
Well done, my man. Well done. That was all thanks to our good friends with DIY Benefits Wix, helping you to keep warm this winter with great deals on coal, logs and kindling. Shop in-store or online right now at wix.co.uk.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
What is going on out there?
Well, obviously, I mean, we covered this on the show. Our Spotify Wrapped came out. Is it Spotify's Wrapped or Spotify Wrapped? It's like Coles de Sac, isn't it? Or Curly's Whirly. Right. Spotify's Wrapped.
Wraps up the year.
Got it. Okay. So, anyway.
Thanks, Anna.
Ron Aver on Twitter has reminded us that Spotify Wrapped doesn't start counting until January and has said, this is perfect news for everyone, we're officially in Spotify Wrapped no man's land. You can listen to absolutely whatever you want for 31 days and it's completely off the record. It's like The Purge, but listening to Crazy Frog. So we now know this. Elsewhere this morning, now, social media is awash with tourists losing their mind at the great sights of the world, you know, breaking down at the sight of a Taj Mahal, weeping at the Grand Canyon. And I find it's usually a bit jarring when you see people react to stuff like that in the UK. Now, Matilda Grimes on Instagram is a 10-year-old influencer. Don't worry, a parent or guardian is managing her account. But she's been absolutely slamming an American influencer who filmed herself crying at the sight of Big Ben. Now, listen to this 10-year-old. This 10-year-old girl hates this influencer. Have a listen to this.
Stand up right now. Stand up. Why the hell is she crying over a clock? I've lived in the UK and London for 8 years and I've seen this every single time. And if I was even in America, I would not start going on the floor going... What's Big Ben done? What's Big Ben done for you? Has he done? Has he cleaned your house? Has he made it your house? Has he done? Has he Ubered your floor? No, he's not. He's a clock, bluff. He's a big, massive clock that lives in the middle of London. Why are you crying over a clock?
Yeah, wow. Has he hoovered your floor? No, he hasn't.
No, of course. No, yeah. I don't ask myself that enough with people in my life.
What have they done for me?
Yeah, you hoovered my floor. Big Ben is the bell, of course, isn't it? Not the clock.
Yeah, it's like Flavor Flav. Flavor Flav was just the name of the clock around his neck. I don't know. I think he's called John or something like that.
It's lovely to hear someone who's just 10 years old say, I've lived in the UK or London for 8 years.
I've been walking these streets.
Yeah, 8 years.
Which is
eight
right.
long years.
It's just a clock. Anyone who loves it is just in the pocket of Big Ben. Now, speaking of tourists, I don't know if out there you have a partner or a spouse. I don't know if you have this, that whenever you arrive in a foreign land, you go on holiday, your partner immediately seeks out the nearest, like, traditional market and stuff like that. John Phipps has put this perfectly on Twitter. In awe of how my wife will arrive in a new city and immediately seek out local ointments, textiles, a bolt of fine cloth. It's like travelling with a merchant from 16th century Antwerp. And finally, look, it's Friday. I know we slam Matt Dyson sometimes for talking Pet Friday.
We do.
Look, I know, and we go, look, these animals, they're not saying what he's saying they are. I've fully drunk the Kool-Aid. I'm sorry. Social and my responsibility. Have a list. Pets can talk. Have a list of this. This is Nama on TikTok and her dog for arguing like siblings. She keeps saying, leave me alone. And the dog keeps saying, or what? And then...
Don't want to argue. I know one thing. You better leave me alone. 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 I don't want to argue with you every day. This is
who's arguing?
Don't say it again.
Do you believe me now?
I thought that was Matt Dyson.
Joining us now on line 4. Well, you'll be talking about it later. I've saved your data.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
Well, I'd like to spend a little bit of this morning's live broadcast discussing age-appropriate presents and their importance as we come towards Christmas. And what I mean by that, more specifically, is grown-up presents for children and how it's really got to kind of stop. And I know there's many stories out there that will highlight what I'm trying to say, which is, why has my 6-year-old daughter asked for a retractable metal tape measure from Santa this year? Because she's seen Dad having a go with one, and it glows up on one side so you can measure things in the dark.
Who's doing that?
Well, I don't know.
Love, it's been a power cut, but we must put these shelves up. What a good time to do
it. It was just one of those things that Wix have on offer, you know. Mm. So I was fiddling with it because I was actually measuring some wardrobe space. Mm. And Evie said, I want one of those for Christmas. And I thought, oh, that's nice. You know, I will let Santa know in the letter. Mm. Then I thought, do I really want my 6-year-old daughter having a retractable metal tape measure? And so I want to just chuck it out there at 8:12:15. Or you can leave us a voice note. It's 0330-123-1215. Did you receive a set of kitchen knives when you were 9? You know, that's the kind of thing. Are you the uncle who bought their nephew, who was only 6, a Cliff Richard calendar? That's the stuff we're after. So it's kind of grown-up presents for kids. Have you ever purchased one, or have you received one?
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
5 words. 5 grand.
Absolute Radio.
Our competitor this morning is Michael. Good morning, Michael.
Morning, Dave. Morning, team.
Hi, Michael, welcome along to the show. There's a few things you need to know about our new friend, Michael. He's in Henley-on-Thames. He's a financial advisor. He loves the main station. But more importantly than any of that stuff, okay, if Michael wins the money today, team, he's going to keep some of it for himself and his family. That's absolutely fine. But he's also going to take a portion of it, go and buy a load of presents for kids not as fortunate as his own for Mission Christmas. And he's going to drop them off at a drop-off point at a Wix. Michael, thank you very much indeed for having that thought in your mind. That is a really lovely thing to do. So thank you.
That's okay.
I've also put a load of pressure on the team now, haven't I? So
this is horrible.
You've got a choice of Anna or Glenn today, and unfortunately you don't get to make that choice. I'm going to spin the random player generator, and we're going to find out who you're playing with. Here we go.
Player generator.
Matt Dyson.
Anna Geary.
Glenn Moore.
Free choice. Anna Geary.
Anna Geary's in play. Michael, you happy with that?
Well, yes.
Damning.
Yeah, okay. Anna, time to leave the studio, please.
Good luck.
Here is your walkout music.
God bless the potholes.
Michael. I'm going to give you five words. You need to say the first word that comes to mind, or, of course, the word you think Anna Geary is most likely to give me, because in about 6 or 7 minutes' time, I'm going to give Anna Geary the exact same five words. And if she happens to say the same thing as you, well, you can have £5,000 and you will be crowned a five words, five grand champion. So good luck.
Thank you.
Here we go. Your first word is jingle.
Bells.
Friday.
Saturday.
Yeah. Control.
Panel.
Best.
Worst.
And finally, Michael, the word is beard. B-E-A-R-D. Beard.
Oil.
Oil.
Beard oil.
Beard oil.
Great set of words.
Because I got given that as a really weird Christmas present about 10 years ago when I tried to grow a beard by my wife.
Right, okay. Okay. Well, Handley, Anna knows that.
Yeah. So. Yeah. We all know that about Michael and Henley.
Yeah.
I thought you were going to be joining in with our little topic du jour today and say someone bought you beard oil when you were five. But that's just as good. Okay, Michael, please wait right there. Anna Geary is in play. It's happening next.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
I've already heaped enough pressure on you. The last song I just played on the main station was We Are the Champions by Queen. I just can't stop putting the pressure on you, Anna. But I have every faith that we can match the five today. Michael, good luck to you. Here we go. What have you got for jingle?
Bells.
Absolutely, yes. Right. Michael, that's your first one down. Feeling good about that?
Yeah, thanks. Yeah,
lovely, lovely. Friday.
Saturday.
Yes. Well done. Okay, so that is 2 out of 5. Slightly trickier terrain here with your third word. Control.
Panel.
Yes.
Yes.
Ooh. I thought that might have been the trickiest.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, whoa,
oh,
yeah, yeah.
Okay. I
mean, why isn't anyone saying control freak? Why are you not saying control freak? Say control freak, okay? Control freak. Michael, the word is control freak, not panel.
Sorry.
Okay, this is good. Best.
Worst.
Yes. Oh, goodness me.
Okay.
Oh, 4 out of 5. 1 word remaining. Anna Geary, what is the first word that comes to mind if I say beard, B-E-A-R-D, beard?
Trimmer.
Oh!
Oh, no.
No.
Oh. Oil. Beard oil.
It's been one on beard trimmer before.
Oh.
It has. Yeah. Yeah, it's true.
Oh,
that doesn't help anyone right now, Glenn, just so you know, read the room.
Just reminiscing about the past.
Oh, the glorious past.
We've had some good words.
We've had some incredible winners.
Camera.
Drum. Michael, it was lovely having you on the show, and we really appreciate the gesture of you putting some money towards Mission Christmas. Unfortunately, you didn't match all five words today. If you are still able to do that and drop off a gift at a Wix, that would be a lovely thing to do. Send our love to the family and a very Merry Christmas when it comes around.
Thank you very much, and happy Christmas to you all.
Thanks, Michael. Thanks. Appreciate that.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
The topic du jour today here on The Breakfast Show, age-appropriate gifts, more specifically, grown-up gifts that are given to children. This is because Evie, my six-year-old daughter, has asked Santa for a retractable metal tape measure for Christmas this year. So share with the group, like Donna from Birmingham did. Hey, Dave and the team. My son Logan was 10 in October and he got an assortment of torches and a lock-picking set last Christmas.
Oh, lock-picking?
I don't know, that was the thing.
Are you allowed to sell that?
I don't know. Hi, my wife's uncle bought a box of chocolate liqueurs for each of our children who are all under 10. He's done it for 3 years now. Cheers, Mark. Morning, Dave. I was given a small ratchet set when I was 10. I wanted Meccano. That's why I wanted a Meccano set. I got a ratchet set at the age of 10. Morning, Dave and the team. I once asked for a set of French curves for Christmas. These are used to make engineering drawings and concept designs. Ben was 8 at the time. Hi, Dave. My mum and dad bought me an old-fashioned typewriter when I was 11 years old. The reason, says Stuart, so I could apply for jobs. good morning, Dave and the team. When I was 5, my uncle bought me a scientific calculator. At this point, I could barely count, let alone understand what all those symbols meant. That's the kind of thing that I'm after.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
Dave, when I was 10, I got some filleting knives so I could prepare pheasants for my dad, who is a gamekeeper.
So you got a job for Christmas.
You know, there was that time, there's a time in everybody's life where you know, those around you and Santa, they realise that you're transitioning from being a child into being a bit more of an adult, and someone has to make that decision, which is why one Christmas when I was about 9 years old, instead of toys and games, like, which I actually wanted, my parents made the executive decision without me knowing that I would actually prefer to have a Brute deodorant set, which included, I kid you not, a soap on a rope.
Also, as a myth, what's the benefit of the rope there? I don't understand what soap on a rope is.
Well, I suppose it's so the soap doesn't slip out of your hands when you're in the shower. But the thing is, I grew up, we didn't have a shower, so there's nothing more depressing than being a child sat in a bath with, like, a heavy weight around your neck. And in the end, because I was still a child, I just used to pretend that I was Mr. T from the 80s. I wore it like a medallion around the house. And that, you know, that was it. What about you, Anna Geary? Did you ever get a kind of a present meant for a grown-up?
So, this is not about me, but I have got one to contribute to this.
Okay.
So,
hang on a second. Let's just use my favourite soundbite. Here we go.
Can I tell you something?
Yeah, you can. Go ahead.
My sister's boyfriend's cousin.
Small world.
This isn't about his tennis partner's flatmate, is it?
He once got a mop. At the age of six.
Did he?
Six. Because they do this family secret Santa. So they pick a number from the hat and that determines the order. So one picks any wrapped gift and then two can either pick to have that gift or have another one.
But also, he must have been looking at it. Did he think it was like Harry Potter's broom or something?
There's a video of his little face. He's so upset.
Is he?
Did they start filming after he'd unwrapped it?
He's
crying.
Kid.
Get the camera.
Yeah.
Anyway, dry your tears, little Jimmy. It's time to mop the kitchen. Glenn, what about you?
This happened to my sister, my nan. My nan got my sister a T-shirt when she was 12 years old that said "Love Machine." And my family unwrapped it, and my mum was like, "That's in bin now. That's, you're not wearing that on Muffy Day."
You're not wearing that on Muffy Day is a very good name for the Daily Podcast.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
I asked for and received a Hoover from my nan 1 year. I wanted it because she had one and I loved the retractable cord. I was 10. Merry Christmas, everyone.
But you should just get for Christmas just kids just retractable things.
Yeah.
That's all they want.
That's it, isn't it?
A thing goes back into another thing.
Yeah, a box in a box. When I was about 5 years old, My aunt bought me the soundtrack to the original Planet of the Apes movie. Simon from Lichfield. There's fun to be had outside of retractables, Glenn.
Yeah, sorry.
That's the point I'm trying to make with that. 5 years old, the original, which was just all this really OTT dramatic kind of orchestral music, wasn't it? It was like kind of trumpet bursts and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. My friend's daughter went to a Christmas party. The parent had put scratch cards in the party bags. She didn't realise this was illegal and had to take them all out.
Is it?
Yeah. You can't give kids scratch cards.
I've got to make some phone calls, I'm sorry.
Look at Elliot there with his 2 pence.
Elliot put the coin down.
Happy as Larry. He's just got a load of silver dust around him when you get home. The kids were gutted, apparently, says Sophie. But, yeah, you had to take them back out again. It was Christmas time, and I was 8 years old. I won a prize in a Christmas raffle. I won 200 cigarettes.
Wow.
That's from Barry in Aberdeen. And obviously, the organiser would have handed them over to young Barry.
Yeah.
Barry, who's 8 years old.
But maybe he didn't want to smoke them, he just wanted to trade them in prison.
What are you doing with those scratch cards? Hi, when I was 11 in 1983, I received a T-shirt for Christmas that said, "Smile if you're high." From Dan in Hull. Goodness me. And finally, Higgy in Lancashire brings the topic du jour to a close. When my son George was 6 years old, he asked for and received a yard of chorizo for Christmas.
Like one uninterrupted yard of chorizo.
Yeah, yeah. I didn't know that's how they measure chorizo, but yeah, a yard of chorizo. The boy has good taste, concludes Higgy. Well, thank you ever so much to Higgy and Dan and Barry and Sophie and Simon and everybody who shared your tales of grown-up gifts given to children.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
It is Friday morning, and that means shenanigans for all of us are coming. And those shenanigans could be blighted by Wham and Last Christmas. If you are participating in Whamageddon, the weekends seem to be the toughest. And that's not just because you might be going out and partying and the Christmas atmosphere will bring all the Wham to the yard. It's because this is when you might just be sitting on your sofa scrolling through TikTok. That's where you're just as likely to get Wham nowadays, isn't it? So for those of you who don't know, the object of this challenge is to go as long as possible without hearing Wham's Last Christmas. The challenge started on December 1st. It ends midnight on Christmas Eve. Only the original version of the song counts. If you hear a cover like the ones we've been playing you, that's absolutely fine. As soon as you hear the song, you recognise it, you are out. And finally, you cannot deliberately Wham anybody. No. So I've been encouraging people to tell me how they have been whammed when they do get whammed on my Instagram direct messages. Now, the folder is full. It's chock-a-block. But yesterday, it wasn't tales of getting whammed. It was people sharing something from comedian Josh Widdicombe's Instagram stories, where Josh said this.
Ooh, I'm doing Whamageddon. Ooh. Oh, no, I've heard that Last Christmas. Oh, you've ruined my Whamageddon. Pathetic. Grow up. It's the worst thing on earth.
Damning.
Wow. Yeah, I was having a chicken sheesh kebab when I received that about 40,000 times yesterday. I couldn't stop looking at his little face. He's just shot it selfie style at home. Here we go again.
Ooh, I'm doing Whamageddon. Ooh. Oh, no, I've heard that Last Christmas. Oh, you've ruined my Whamageddon. Pathetic. Grow up, it's the worst thing on earth.
You know, I kind of quite liked in the past tense, Josh.
Yeah, to think we had him at Absolute Radio Live.
Yeah.
We did, yeah.
Yeah, we
on
hung
our
out.
Turf.
Yeah, on our turf. He's such
That's
a turf.
Our palladium.
Get your hands off that palladium, Josh. So anyway, the thing you need to know about that video is that Josh was playing Last Christmas by Wham in the background. But you can't hear it there, can you? And that's because utilising advanced machine learning algorithms to distinguish between speech and background sounds, it enhances the quality of the speech by filtering out noises and artefacts, adjusting the pitch and volume levels and normalising the audio. It uses AI to scrub different levels in the background noise, correcting it and emphasising speech over other audio. So in conclusion, Josh Widdicombe, nice try, but you did not wham us! You did not wham us, Josh! Can you hear me now?
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
Good morning. Welcome along to the Dave Berry Breakfast Show, where once again, right now, I want to share with you one of my favourite moments from the show from 2024. Yes, it is Breakfast Wrapped. And right now, we go back to the 25th of January when we spoke... when we spoke to a listener by the name of Ross about a very, very unusual tattoo. Ross, this is one of the most remarkable messages I think I've ever received in my entire career as a radio presenter. Would you... It concludes with major regrets. That's how you finished your message. Ross, would you tell everybody where the tattoo is, first of all? Which part of your body is it on?
On my right bum cheek.
It's on your right bum cheek. And yeah. Please, Ross, tell everybody what it is.
Scott, your toast is ready.
Why?
Scott, your toast is ready. It's tattooed on the right buttock of our listener, Ross. Who is Scott to you? I mean, is it...
it's one of my mates, Ellen.
He's one of your mates. And so why have you got Scott Your Toast Is Ready tattooed on your bottom, Ross?
His dad mucks his toast for him every night and he shouts up the stairs to him, Scott, your toast is ready.
Yeah.
And I was in Magaluf for the boys and I just decided to get that stuff. I can't remember it like I was pretty intoxicated, to be honest.
Oh my goodness!
What
me.
A catchphrase! To get
Scott, your toast is ready. You know
Scott,
what? Next time I get wasted on a lads' holiday, I'm going to have that tattooed on my buttocks. No, that's what I'm going to do. Thought Ross to himself. Oh, I mean,
has Scott's dad seen it?
Nah, not yet.
Not yet.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
That is it. Time to bid you farewell from the Friday morning edition of The Breakfast Show, and in fact, another week's worth. Please do bear in mind that if you've missed anything, maybe you were part of the action on air and you want to hear what it sounded like. Well, you can listen on demand in the Rayo app, or of course, there's going to be a brand new edition of the Daily Podcast available real soon. It needs a name. That's the point of the podcast naming bell. Dry your eyes, little Jimmy. It's time to mop the kitchen. You're not wearing that on Mufti Day. Elliot Silver Dust Shame. Three big hitters there, but I've had to settle quite simply on a name that reads A Yard of Chorizo. That's the name of the brand new edition of the Daily Podcast. A Yard of Chorizo, available wherever you do your pod dealings. Right, coming up across all nine of our playlists, we'll continue the no-repeat guarantee and you'll get a reminder of how you can enter the draw to win £512,000 on our Christmas cash countdown, and we're giving that money away today. We'll be back with you on Monday. So until then, enjoy those weekends. Stay safe, stay entertained. Arrivederci.